Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The effort has been stalled somewhat in the House, but based on some rule changes that have occurred this week, the expectation is the House will again be able to start passing their appropriations bills later this week or sometime the following week. Also next week in the House, the Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee will be holding a hearing that's focused on agricultural trade, barriers to exporting U.S. ag products into other countries, and ways to enhance U.S. trade in agriculture.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Earlier this week, the Environmental Protection Agency issued approval for the use of Transform insecticide on an emergency basis in 6 cotton-producing states that had made that request to the EPA. Those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Transform had been available across the Cotton Belt until earlier this year when EPA revoked the registration, which resulted in the need for the Section 18 emergency request.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Council will be submitting to EPA 3 sets of comments on issues of concern to the cotton industry. One of those regards EPA's review of Cotteran, a herbicide that's important for weed control in cotton. And the other two issues deal with pesticides of chlorpyrifos and malathion. And the effort that the Council is undertaking here is to make sure, as part of EPA's review and registration process for these products, that the uses are maintained and we continue to have access to these products for the cotton industry. Malathion, obviously very important, since that is the only insecticide used in the continuing efforts to complete the boll weevil eradication process.